Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and you know what we're doing. We are recreating the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads in podcast form.
Yeah, we're in season two now, so we're probably like half done with all the Wikipedia pages. Right?
Probably.
This is our 33rd episode, maybe 35th, in the 30s. Like us, we're in our mid-30s.
And we stopped trying.
And we gave up.
Yeah.
I think I turned you down too much.
Oh, no. Should we start over?
Nah, you can still hear you.
Yeah, you can still hear me. All those listeners tuning in for the sweet dulcet tones of John Lunger.
The John Lunger ASMR experience.
Oh, my God. I don't know how that laundry got dirty. I'm just trying to think of something. I've never said that before. I panicked, and that was the first thing that I don't know.
I mean,
oh boy,
ASMR isn't a thing for me, so I don't know if that worked. If it did, enjoy it.
Yeah, it's like that. Those people that fetishize spreadsheets, row and column, charts.
Yeah.
Well, let's just dive in, man. Let's do it. Because for those keeping score, which is the post-it note underneath my computer monitor, we're winning. We're beating Wikipedia.
Yeah,
we're
that's up. All that matters.
It's 10-8-6. Last time they're we checked in on the score. And sometimes I forget to write it down, so that's as official as it gets.
And you're the only one who cares.
That's true.
I care that because we are doing it, I care.
Mm-hmm.
If we weren't, it wouldn't matter.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're on the record there.
But
well, we need a topic, right?
Let's.
In order to improvise a Wikipedia.
What are we talking about today?
All right. So
is it post-it notes? Is it scorekeeping?
I don't know. I don't think it's any of those suggestions. We threw it out on the social media. So
as we do.
I'm going to need from you.
Improvise Wikipedia on Facebook.
A suggestion between. I need a number between 1 and 12.
Ooh. Let me get lucky number 11. And see, what if it was, that's the suggestion, and we have to do one on the movie Lucky Number 11.
So the suggestion is actually a joke from a friend.
Stop doing that.
So I need another number.
What's the joke?
It's an inside joke between two people that you're not going to understand, and it's not going to really bring it up.
Come on, stop doing that, people. It's not helpful. 4, then.
All right. Friend of the show, fantastic human being, Nicholas Cumone. Wants to know about the musical group, The Grassroots.
Oh, Nicky Coombs wants...
Nicky Coombs wants some Nicky roots Coombs up
wants
in his grass.
The Grassroots?
The Grassroots, yeah.
All right, I mean...
Is that the band that Creed Bratton was in?
Maybe. You'd think I would know.
Yeah.
Having met Creed Bratton exactly one time.
Yeah, but I'm sure you exchanged more than pleasantries with him.
We had a nice time in the green room. My father came to that show because of his love for his son, and then got to the show, and then like whoever was like Brian or whoever who brought me up mentioned like, oh, Creed Bratton in this band, and my dad's like, wait, really? And he. Because my dad, I don't think my dad ever watched The Office.
Okay.
But he was very impressed that Creed Bratton was in that band more than...
I think The Grassroots, 1960s pop band, pop rock, 60s rock, if you will. And I think famously Creed Bratton is a member of that group.
Okay.
I think that's the beginning and the end of everything that I know about The Grassroots.
I mean, I don't know anything about The Grassroots. I don't know if... This Creed Bratton thing is true, but I'm fine running with it.
We've never actually had a topic before where we're at a loss for words.
Well, like we had Ibogaine, where it was literally a word we'd never heard before.
Yeah.
We broke it down by like suffix and like we broke it down by syllable to try to piece together a meaning.
All right, well, let's do that.
And
okay.
We got in the ballpark, but like.
Right, no, hold on. Let's use,
you can't do that with
that
band names.
No, we fucking can. Okay, it's an article.
Sure. So it's not just any grassroots.
It's the grassroots.
The.
Grass. Grass is famously a plant.
Yep, it's in my yard.
People mow it.
Sure, I
also,
do sometimes. You know how it pulls water from the ground? With its roots.
Yeah.
Boom.
So the hidden meaning of the band name, the Grassroots, is they really should just be called Water Sucking?
Water Sucking Plants.
Water Sucking.
Featuring
Plant Parts.
Maybe Creed Bratton.
With Creed Bratton.
I mean, he sure was in a band.
He was, and I'm pretty sure this was it.
Okay. What's the song that they're famous for that Bill Tickle knows?
What's the song that he sang on that episode where they're doing karaoke?
Don't know.
It's like, it's something in love, like I don't know.
Wasn't it like a Vietnam protest song? Isn't that the one that they like known for?
All 60s pop rock was Vietnam protest music, right?
A lot of it was.
Yeah. Most of it. Huh. We're getting our ass kicked this week, aren't we?
This is a tough one. Here's the thing. So, we recently performed at the Steel Sax Improv Comedy Festival.
That is factual.
And I don't know if I think we decided not to count live ones.
Against our score, yeah.
Against our score. And I think that really took the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like needing to have actual genuine facts.
So you think this is a hangover from us dicking around on stage at a festival?
No, what I'm saying is I know nothing about this band. I'm assuming it's a band because that's what he said.
Confidently. And
Nicky
Coom
said the band, the Grassroots?
Well, no, he said the Grassroots, but it's capitalized. I can confirm that the Grassroots is a band.
So you know for sure it's a band.
He's a smart tech guy with the sound and the whatnot. So I'm assuming that that's what this is.
Okay.
Because why would you say the Grassroots like that otherwise?
Well, what I'm saying is I don't know anything about this, so there's no way I'm going to like pull actual facts about this band out of my butt.
Uh-huh.
So let's get dangerous.
Oh, okay.
So other members of the Grassroots. We've got Creed Bratton. We're locking it in. Mm-hmm. He's in there. Who else? Who's on bass?
Oh, on bass is Dwight Eisenhower.
Sure. Is it a coincidence, or are we talking about President
Eisenhower?
No, different
name, coincidence, not president.
Yeah, I think if a president was in a band, we'd know about it.
Probably.
Like that time Bill Clinton played the saxophone.
Yep, still haven't heard the end of it, right?
In the Animaniacs opening credits.
Oh, God, it's time for Animaniacs.
Oh, so good.
Crazy. To the max.
I think it's so...
So just sit back and relax.
Grassroots, right, so we're talking 60s, so there's a band, it's a band my dad knew.
Mm-hmm. That's also a fact.
That's not the Beach Boys.
Also a fact. We're racking it up here.
So I'm trying to think, like, genre, like, what kind of, how would you describe the music of the Grassroots?
Not dissimilar to that of the Byrds.
Okay. That's another band, I don't know. But,
Or the Turtles.
So my gym recently went through a phase where they played real bad music.
Okay.
And it was like if someone my dad's age, or actually probably even a little bit older, brought in their, I'd say iPod, but what was the old guy version of an iPod?
I think it actually was just a Gen 1 iPod.
Their first generation Zune.
Yeah, I'm team Zune, unapologetically forever.
Where it was all like Neil Young and Eric Clapton, but like live versions of less popular songs. And that, and you know how you go to the gym and they just play, like the music at the gym's not great.
Stop it, look at me. You know I don't know this reference. I don't go to the gym.
You've been in a gym one time, probably.
I did. There was a year that I did it pretty consistently.
So they play like upbeat music because everybody's like running on a treadmill real good.
Yeah.
Or if you go to the gym I went to, they're like, yeah, but what about if we just played the music your dad got high to in high school?
Right. Like what if we play some I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Yep. That's a specific and accurate example.
Wow.
And
so that does suck. But hey, I'm gonna.
So what I'm saying is, I probably heard the Grassroots at my gym.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
The day that I went and forgot my headphones.
For a second, because I, like I said, I'm unapologetically Team Zune forever and ever. Hatazoon.
Yeah, we've discussed.
It was fucking fantastic. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's renting their music on Spotify now. I was doing that back in the day on Zune. Everybody's making fun of me. Oh, you don't actually own the song. It's like, fuck you. Come on, man. It's great. I have access to this whole catalog of songs. It was great. It was brown and pink. That's why everybody hated it. Microsoft made it brown and pink, and it was dumb. But it was a great product, and I forever love it.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about it.
Probably. On this podcast.
On this show. This is probably the third or fourth time.
I don't fucking care. The Zune does not get
enough
love.
You've gone to bat for the Zune.
# Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It's a quality Zune joke at the end there.
That was a pretty good Zune joke. So I'm saying the Grassroots is like...
Okay, so what do we know? We know 1960s pop rock band. Green Bratton and Dwight Eisenhower were members. Your father knows them. They sort of sound like the Birds. They've been played at your gym. That's six facts that we're coming out strong with.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for the start of a Wikipedia page.
Did they play Woodstock?
Yes.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
But Woodstock 94 or whatever.
99. They did not play Woodstock 99. They played the original one. They did not play Altamont. Not a controversial band at all. I don't think there's any like controversies in their history. Because like that would stick in our memory more than our picture of the Grassroots right now.
So I'm going with... So my picture in my head right now of this band... is Creed Bratton on guitar
and vox
with those tasty pipes.
Tasty pipes. ASMR John.
And they're playing songs that
have been featured on NBC's The Office.
Songs that have been featured on Glenn's Gym.
Songs that your dad got high to.
Songs that maybe not my dad specifically.
A dad got high to.
Someone's dad got high to. They wrote maybe a Process song.
Played Woodstock. Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No. I think if they were... I would say I know who they are, but I don't know anything about music. I couldn't tell you who is or is not.
Yeah, and they pretty much
in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that's all I got. How are we doing on time? Are we
going
to make a full episode out of this?
We're at about halfway.
Oh.
We got a few more minutes before I think we can really justify pulling Wikipedia.
God,
look,
we're
losing
it.
This one. We got to at least make it entertaining.
We're not losing. We have like 8 facts. That's more than most Wikipedia pages have.
Yeah, that's true. But we got to at least make it entertaining for the people. What's the song that they're known for? The title.
I don't know the title of it. It was like, Wheel of Freeland in Love. You know, like it's what he's singing.
We're the Freeland in Love?
I don't know. Yeah, Love Wheel. It's Love Wheel.
Love Wheel by the Grassroots.
Love Wheel. By the Grassroots, famously sung and
so a lot of songs.
Creed himself wrote that.
A lot of songs, particularly ones that dads get high to, are written about a specific person or moment of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the Love Wheel story.
Creed Bratton wrote that song about his first car. It signified
which of
freedom.
The four wheels. Is it about?
It's just sort of it's
like
about front, all of them. It's
front
not,
left.
No, you're mincing my.
Then
words
it would be
here.
Love Wheels, dummy.
His car is his wheel. It's 60s slang.
And it's like that. Did he have the Care Bears Rainbow Rider, which was? So it's like a big circle rainbow, and that's the one wheel, and then you sit the Care Bear in the middle on like a little cloud and then like wheel them around?
Yep.
I think there was a He-Man version.
He-Man was too late. He-Man, famously an 80s creation, I think, late 70s.
Creed Bratton was alive in the 80s.
Yeah, but this song predates that. The song is from popularizing.
I'm not
the
saying it's actually about the Care Bears. I'm saying it's just a one big wheel that you sit in the middle of.
Okay, cool. That makes more sense.
And do sex in?
You're doing...
It's a love wheel.
It's a love wheel, so you have to do sex in it.
You do sex in that wheel.
Yeah. You went me over with the hand motions that the audience can totally see on this.
I made
audio
a circle.
Format. Yeah.
With my hand.
Yeah, and then you stuck your love in the middle of it. It's true. Well, you...
We got to stop getting Chinese food before we do these.
Why?
Because the post-Chinese food episodes, I feel like, are wanting.
I'm wanting more Chinese food. That soup was dope. Some paigu noodle soup, y'all.
I would definitely eat more of those rice cakes that I probably should have eaten less of.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Well, you famously met Creed Bratton. You performed.
I don't know about famously.
I opened for him.
And
we talked about it previously in this episode, so that's famously. What was the man like?
He was very nice.
Do you remember what you spoke to him about?
We talked about his touring schedule for that week. I believe he was playing Philadelphia the next night. He was there with, I'm trying to remember his name, but like a tour manager. I don't know if that was his official position, but that was what he was acting as at the time. And we were talking about different venues in Philadelphia that he would recommend me for, to like open for bands and stuff, which as a comedian isn't like,
it's a terrible
it's
idea.
Not the ideal
gig
for comedy in general, but I also feel like me specifically, but I also did do last weekend, open for a bunch of bands at my friend's birthday party. And that was very fun, but it was also 'cause like, it was at his house and it was a bunch of people I was friends with. And
sure. Yeah. I mean, if this episode has proven anything, it's that, yeah, you definitely should not be opening for any musicians.
No, I should open for what's like a chill, relaxed musician that I would open for. That's alive because I keep
Creed Bratton.
I keep coming up.
Roots.
I keep coming up with examples, but it's all people who are dead.
All right. Well, I think we're about halfway, which means we're gonna step aside. We gotta do the housekeeping. We gotta thank this week's sponsors.
Oh, Sean Nelson, I'll open for you anytime. Oh,
there you go. All right. We'll be right back with the official Wikipedia page on the band, The Grassroots. We'll see how we stacked up and wrap out this episode.
Oh yeah.
Hey, friends. It's me.
Hey, John.
How you doing, Glenn?
Great.
You know who we have to thank this week?
Who?
Hats.
Oh, yeah.
Your head cold?
A little bit.
Try a hat.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys know this, but famously, I am thinning with my hair up top, so my head gets cold.
No.
Yeah, no, I know. It's a shocker. I get that cut real short sometimes, so you can't tell, but there's not much hair there. So when it's cold outside, I always wear a hat. And you guys know I refuse to plug anything that I don't personally use myself. There's not a single thing that I would rather wear on the top of my head than a hat. I know.
I'm trying to think of another thing to wear a hat. What about a helmet?
Nope.
Ooh, what if you're in a construction site?
Oh, I'll put a
hard hat
on.
Oh,
I will put
a
hard hat on. Yeah, still a hat, baby. Still a hat.
I guess helmets are hats. You
kind
don't have
of,
to.
But just to be safe, sometimes I'll put a hat on and then put the helmet over it.
You know what I like about hats?
What?
Not having to do my hair.
Oh, so great.
Slap a hat on that mess.
Slap a hat on that mess.
I frequently go too long without getting my hair cut. And
oh, so good. So good. Are you Captain America and you need to go undercover in a mall?
Slap a hat on. Yeah, no one's going to know. Are you a celebrity and you're trying to avoid the paparazzi? Throw a hat on. That'll do it. It works every time. Apparently, that's
so
why there's
good.
No pictures of celebrities wearing baseball hats.
Are you Marlon Brando in The Island of Dr. Moreau? Put a big goofy hat on and maybe people won't see how crazy you are.
Are you a guy who brought a bunch of Montreal Wanderer hats to John Hodgman's show at the Bell House in Brooklyn, and then he gave me one of them. Thanks.
Hats are the best, you guys. And it is so exciting that we have this one-time offer. Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout, and you will receive 10% off of your first hat purchase. That's promo code ImprovWikiPod. Thank you so much, Hats, for making all of this magic come true. Fun fact about Hats, they like us on Facebook, and they subscribe to the podcast, and they leave comments, too, because they're the best.
I got a hat on right now.
Get a hat on with Hats.
Get it.
All right, we are back here to find out all about the band The Grassroots. And I look here on the right-hand side of the page and notice that Creed Bratton is absent from the name the band. But hold on, let's read, because it's entirely possible that he's just not in the current lineup, and I don't know, because they're still active.
Ooh.
The Grassroots is an American rock band that charted frequently between 1966 and 1975.
All right, well, we got the time frame right.
Yeah. The band was originally the creation of Lou Adler and the songwriting duo of P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry.
Oh, P.F. Sloan?
Yeah, P.F. Sloan and Steve Barry. Barry with an I. Fancy. In their career, they achieved two gold albums. One
B-I-R-R-Y?
B-A-R-R-I.
All right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barry Evans. What's up, producer Barry Evans?
Okay, until his death in 2011, early member Rob Grill and a newer lineup of the Grassroots continued to play.
R.I.P.
Since 2012, band members chosen by Grill are still carrying on the legacy of the group.
Wait, like Ouija board style?
It does not specify. Does not specify.
What if it's not the people he chose aren't people that like knew they were going to get chosen? Like,
well, he's dead. There's nothing he can do about it.
No, I'm saying, like, so they said the new members chosen by Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if put it in his will? He's like, if I die,
these guys are the new band.
They have to do it. It's in my will. That's the law.
Yeah. And they're you'll go to will jail if you don't.
But
if you don't,
they're like,
that.
I've never met Rob Grill. I don't play any instruments. I know less about the Grassroots than comedian Glenn Tickle. Do you think that's how Creed Bratton got involved?
I'm very excited because I scanned down further in the page and Creed Bratton was in the Grassroots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well done.
We will get there. All right. The name The Grassroots, originally spelled as one word, originated in the mid-1965 as the name of a band project by that duo, Piff Sloan and Steve Barre. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. They tried to cash in on the budding folk rock movement, and spoiler alert, I think they did.
I mean, they were frequently charting.
Yeah, yeah.
Feels good. Me and the Grassroots, we know what it's like to chart.
I don't care any about this. It talks about like DJs in San Diego in the mid-60s playing their song. It was a version of the Bob Dylan song, Mr. Jones. Blah, blah, blah. More boring stuff. More names of people I don't care about.
I just picture you. This is how you read all things.
Yeah. No, it is.
Isaac Asimov Batman short stories.
Oh, don't get me started. You're pushing all my buttons.
Yeah, this is stupid. I don't know. This is blah, blah, blah. Okay. Just that's your inner monologue anytime you read anything.
It is.
This is boring. I don't care about this part.
So just so everybody knows, I bought a collection of Batman short stories because one of them was written by Isaac Asimov. Turns out, no robots involved, so I feel like Asimov really pulled a fast one on me. And it was also hot garbage, so that's a thing that happened to me this week.
It's important to remember that, you know, people who do great work probably did a lot of work that was less great than the things that you remember them for. Like, maybe some podcast episodes are better than other podcast episodes.
Oh, come now. This is top five, and you know it. Okay, so this talks about, like, really specific record label staff. It talks about some covers that they did. Oh, here's an interesting anecdote. The Grassroots played at the Fantasy Fair and Magic Mountain Festival on June 11th, 1967.
Yeah, that famous...
Yeah, the music festival, it occurred just days before the famous Monterey Pop Festival, But it didn't have a movie to document it, so famous. That's why nobody knows about Fantasy Fair and Magic Mountain Music Festival.
Hey, you want to know a fun thing about that Creed Bratton show?
Uh-huh.
So afterwards, lots of people wanted their picture taken with Creed Bratton, and almost nobody wanted their picture taken with me.
Yeah, that shows.
And a thing about opening for famous people is you're frequently asked to take the picture, which is mildly insulting, just if you're wondering, like, oh, I'm going to have the opening act take a picture of me and the headliner, and then in no way acknowledge the feature act in any way. So what I did, look, I took pictures for everybody who asked. Like, I'll do it. I'm not happy about it, but I'll do it. But I will also flip that camera around and give you about 50 pictures of myself. So then when you get home and one person like checked afterwards and they saw that and they're like, not cool, man. Like, I disagree.
I want you to know pretty that cool. While you were telling that story, all I heard was my inner dialogue saying, I don't care about
this boy. I don't care about these people. I don't care about Glenn's just look very at his, specific problems look with at being his, asked look at his pictures of yeah, people.
Yeah, look at his mouth when he's done moving it. That means you can say something. That was all that was. Okay, so I found the part where Creed Bratton gets involved. You ready?
Bring it.
So the group's third and by far most successful incarnation.
Because he brought that Creed heat.
Yeah. It was finally found in a Los Angeles band called the 13th Floor. The band consisted of Creed Bratton, Rick Conch, Warren Entner, and Kenny Fukumoto, and had formed only a year earlier. They met the Doors at UCLA.
That's not
blah 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 blah. Impressive, but all the Doors. Okay. Are bad. So they met fellow busker and American Creed Bratton in Israel, where an Israeli businessman expressed interest in managing and promoting them. Wow, this is crazy. Then we're drafted in the army. If I was actually reading this, I might care. But as Glenn pointed out, I'm high on Chinese food.
You got a tummy full of soup, my friend.
Got a tummy full of soup and no attention to detail when it comes to the grassroots. So there's a nice chart here. Creed Bratton was a member from 1967 through the beginning of 1969.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing. That type of chart, if you look up bands, it basically lays out a timeline, and then each member is like a color, and it shows when people were in and out of it. Because I don't think I realized until recently that like let's say you and me and past guest
Justin Passano
and other past guest Aaliyah Brown mm-hmm. started a band. Like the right. four of us are like, we're a band now.
Yeah.
We're Glass Colon.
Yeah. Such a good name.
And then one of us leaves.
So Glass Colon's down like, to three well, original members.
We're going to keep going, but we right. got to replace. That's probably Passano. He's probably.
He big timed us. Yeah. He got famous.
Yeah. He's like, I don't have time for this anymore.
Yeah, I don't have time for Glass Colon. But like you, me, and Aaliyah, we're like, well, we're still 3/4 of Glass Colon.
Sure.
We've got the majority. Glass Colon moves forward.
We keep going. We get another fourth member. Maybe throw in a fifth in there. Who knows?
Yeah, really fist that colon.
Maybe get. Like a Boston's dancing guy.
Oh, got it.
Up there.
Gotta have it. Gotta have a skanker in Glass Colon.
Need it.
Need it, want it.
I don't know why it never occurred to me other than like I'm not a big music guy, I don't think about it that much. But like
yeah, it's a helpful chart.
Yeah. It's very helpful because like I don't know, bands have different members over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at some point Creed Bratton became frustrated, from the record label's refusal to allow the band to write its own songs and play the instruments on its records. And after a disastrous appearance at Fillmore West in April of 1969, a, quote, slightly inebriated Bratton was asked to leave the band.
I think he talked about the thing with the label wanting to do covers.
Yeah.
Because the show, like, he does songs and
songs and comedy. Right? Yeah.
It's great. Like, if you're a fan of The Office or of The Grassroots and you have the chance to go see him, do it. It was very interesting. I only knew him from The Office. I didn't know the band thing at all or that there would be as much music.
Yeah,
as
you don't
was.
Need to tell everybody that. We've made it perfectly clear that all we right. don't know anything about his musical career.
But
you better tag him when we post this.
Yeah.
If Creed, if somehow you are listening, know that we have nothing but the utmost respect for you. I'm a huge fan, and I am nothing but jealous that Glenn got to speak to you, and I did not because I was sick that night and could not come to the show. But I love you, and you're the best.
We did. We had a very nice time chatting in the green room.
All right, so...
I forget the original point I was going to make, but yeah, Creed was great.
All right, so there's paragraphs on each incantation and, like, time window of the band that we I mean, there's some super fans out there.
One of the intros to the thing was they talked about how originally they were just doing cover songs at, like, the labels and insistence and how it was very frustrating.
I can imagine. If I told you that an ex-Uriah Heep member once joined the band... That feels like a fact,
I'd believe you. It's probably on that chart that I like so much.
Yeah, it's there in that paragraph. There are clearly some diehard fans, or at least diehard fan, who has updated the shit out of this page. And there are lots of very specific names and different bands that they toured with and band members and time windows. This is a band that had... I mean, this is a list. It's a full screen bulleted list, and it's just former members, and it scrolls and it scrolls, so that's sort of interesting. I mean, we didn't
wow.
name any of those people, and in
that
fact,
chart does not cover all those people.
And
there's
fact,
dozens.
Well, that chart only captured 1967 through 1976, which I think they're saying is kind of like the best years of the band.
I did know that there's like 50s one-hit wonders that like still tour, but it's like none of the original members.
Yeah,
it's like one of them, like the last one who was alive owned the rights to the name. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, there's
like
there's a lot of Motown acts.
Yeah,
that are the same way. Yeah.
So you, like, if you, I don't know if this is true of this specific example, but like if you go see the Four Tops, like it's none of the original members. It's just
right. It's just the name.
It's just guys that are roughly the age you think that they would be,
and they have
singing,
the intellectual property
singing
rights.
The songs. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're probably very talented.
Yeah, they're probably great.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or they're bad. I don't know anything about the Four Tops.
So that's the end of the page. There's a great discography on here, too. Like I said, there are some very passionate fans of the Grassroots on here.
Love
definitely someone's dad got high roots. Listening to them, for sure. But I do want to bring up, there is one super interesting ex-member listed on this chart. One we did not cover, Dwight Eisenhower, was not apparently in the Grassroots, but it does appear everybody else was. But there's one member in 1972. He's credited as playing guitar with the Grassroots, and his name was Terry.
Yeah.
No last name.
Just the guy, Terry.
Which, I mean, if you're going to drop your last name and do the one name thing.
Sure.
Got to go with Terry.
God, like, Terry's a good one.
I mean, that's it, man. We've come to the end of this Wikipedia page and the stark realization that, in fact, at minute one of this page, we knew we were going to lose. I think we lost.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm going to throw this out into the universe. I'm going to mark this down as a loss for us.
Sure.
But if through the power of the internet, Creed Bratton hears this episode and contacts us and says, you know what, boys, you didn't do so bad, I'll make it a tie.
Does it have to be a direct quote? Like, he has to specifically say that? Like, it's a, like, Klaatu Barada Nikto, it's got to be exact?
Yeah. It's, well, not exactly what I said, but he has to say, you know what?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
He has to say, it was actually a tie.
Okay.
Some variation of that.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I feel like... That's not out of the realm of possibility. I have his tour manager's email at home.
Well, I guess this is going to be a real test to see just how competitive you are, Glenn.
I mean, that's what we're going to have to see, because they're catching up, right? We're only up by
one now, yeah.
So I think if in the next couple episodes they take a lead, then yeah, Creed might be getting a call from a desperate Glenn Tickle saying, please, friend, guy I met one time who was nice to me in the green room, just can you please tweet at John and say it's a tie?
It's true. You could do at John Lunger or
at John Lunger and say Klaatu Barada Nikto.
All right. Well, hey, do you want to bring back our old tradition we forgot about at the start of season 2?
Yes, we've not been doing this.
We've not. And we got some feedback from the duty cyclers. Gotta love that 50% duty cycle.
I spent a solid 20 minutes reading about what a duty cycle is.
Yeah. And, if
and then I tried to explain it to you over Chinese food, and I realized I didn't do enough. I understand it in my brain, but to try to explain to you what it is, I feel like I didn't do a good job.
Your mouth stopped moving, so that means I'm allowed to talk. I was not listening, and
what's
I don't
care. What's our fake
fact? What's our fake fact that we will leave with the grassroots here? We could very easily slip in a band member here, a past band member.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, we should just throw Dwight in there, Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Dwight Eisenhower played bass for the grassroots in 1982.
But I think, go big, President Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh, yeah, well, then it's not 1982 then.
'81. I don't know.
Love it. All right. That's all we got. We lost. Creed, if you're listening, give us a shout. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember to subscribe, do all those things that you're supposed to do to support a podcast, because we love you, and we hope you enjoy this as much as we do. Back next week with an episode where hopefully we know what the fuck we're talking about.
We're going to nail it so hard next week.